Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Weekend flooding in Iowa leading to a disaster declaration for 22 counties. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says they have just been inundated, some communities getting 15 inches of rain in 2 days.
The projected damage is staggering, and at this time, it's estimated that at least 1,900 properties are impacted and hundreds have been destroyed, as well as a lot of ag property and ag land has also been impacted by the far-reaching flooding.
The Supreme Court jumping into the fight over transgender rights, agreeing to hear an appeal from the Biden administration seeking to block certain state bans on gender-affirming care. Decisions are expected this week from the Supreme Court, including whether Donald Trump should have an absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions taken while in office. This is the two-year anniversary of the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Since that decision, abortion access banned or severely restricted in more than a dozen states. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service is confirming at least 6 tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin Saturday night. Communities hit include Janesville, Marshall, Watertown, Lake Geneva, Delavan, and Tennyson. A likely tornado destroyed an historic church in Argyle. Apple Grove Lutheran Church was founded in 1893. The state school superintendent says education officials could have done more to inform the public about financial problems at Milwaukee Public Schools.
When it comes to financial reporting and it comes to how, you know, the community is informed, we can do better. And we are looking at ways to make that more transparent.
Jill Underly tells WISN-TV's Upfront her Department of Public Instruction is focused on getting Milwaukee schools back into compliance. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison police are searching for a driver who hit a pedestrian last night. It happened just before 11 on East Wash. A 40-year-old man was crossing the street when a dark-colored sedan hit him. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. If you have any information, call Madison police. And tonight, Madison school leaders are weighing asking property owners for a huge tax increase. The school board will vote tonight on two referendum questions for the ballot in November. The first would be a $100 million operating referendum. That means zero improvements, zero added staff, just enough money to keep the lights on and sustain the district. Then the second referendum would request $507 million. That's specifically for improvements like new buildings, renovations, and for the lucky, air conditioning. If approved by 2028, the average Madison property owner would have their taxes rise by more than $1,300. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers Myers with another victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers winning 6-2 in San Diego Sunday against the Padres, thanks to another strong showing from rookie pitcher Tobias Myers, center fielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, Toby's been pitching really well. I think just attacking their lineup, attacking the hitters with his fastball and not being afraid to use his other pitches, the cutter, changeup. I'm happy for him, man. It's good to see. He provided us a really good start, you know, with shutdown innings, especially after we came through and scored. Those are big.
Myers has now won 4 in a row. Pat Murphy.
Tobias is great. I mean, this kid continues to work in between starts. He continues to be serious about his unexpected arrival in the big leagues. Since he's been here, he's decided that I'm going to listen to these guys.
The Brewers host the Rangers tonight. College basketball, 6'2" guard Adian Knopp, who helped lead Sussex Hamilton High to the postseason, committed to the Wisconsin Badgers over the weekend. He'll report as a preferred walk-on. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with highs around 84. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Lows around 70. Some pockets of heavy rainfall again. For Tuesday, scattered storms, otherwise a high near 88 under mostly sunny skies. A touch cooler by Wednesday.
It's 73 at our studios. Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We're fresh off our Cedarburg Strawberry Fest hangovers. You'll want to tune in Monday, Big Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You know what we ought to do? We ought to take the pride flag out of schools and put the Bible back in. You know what? You know what? We ought to take the trans flag down from all of our federal buildings, and over every federal building in America, write the words, "In God we trust." In God we trust. Amen.
Oy vey.
So much wrong with that.
It's 6 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Stephanie Miller on the Stephanie Miller Show with Chris Lavoie and the lovely and talented Justin Root.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you. I am so excited to be here.
We love that you're here. Yeah. Here we go. You are amazing.
Well, thank you. I feel the same way about you and both of you.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. So we know each other through friend of the show, Jen Kirkman.
Hi, Jen.
She's at work.
Love her.
Yes. We love her.
Love.
She emailed me, almost 2 years ago, when you did he did a 7-part series about my mother.
And your mother is?
Carol Burnett.
And just to reset
for those of you that haven't listened to the show yet. By the way, the number is 323-410-0458 if you want to talk to the young Justin Root. But my mom was on your show.
Yes.
And she literally said, "You know more about her than she does."
Which could be construed as scary.
Stalkery.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, no, Jen emailed me the series and she goes, "Will you tell your mom?" And so I emailed my mom and she watched it and then she's like, "I need to get in touch with this person."
When you tweeted me and said that she watched, I thought, well, you're either going to send me a cease and desist or... I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it. I put it out there. You never know what is going to happen when you put your content out into the world.
Right.
And for her to even have watched it, I would have been fine with just that. If you had just tweeted and said, "She watched it, thank you," would have been like, "Oh my God, she knows I exist." But then to get invited to her birthday party and then to have
the Tokyo Pop thing.
The Tokyo Pop screening, which was just absolutely a wonderful event, too.
It was.
Yeah, I've gotten to hang out with you as a result. And let's not forget that you are my second guest on my show after your mom. And actually, it's going up today.
Oh!
Yes.
Wow. Well, there you go. The Justin Root Show on the YouTubes. And by the way,
And wherever you get podcasts as well?
Right.
Wherever you get podcasts. Okay. And yes.
Yes. And so when I did his show, after we were done, he said, I have something for you. And he got this little bag. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. He made a doll out of me.
Funko Pop.
Which includes my kitties. That's Daisy and that's Vinny. And so he made a little Funko Pop out of me. And I think it's adorable. Thank you so much for that.
You
I think
are
it's
so
the And he brought us plants.
Yes.
And look, he brought us plants. See? And
love that.
It was going to be cupcakes and donuts or plants. And I looked at both of you two. And I was like, these people don't eat cupcakes and donuts. So I figured the plants would go a little bit further.
So who else besides me have you interviewed?
Well, so I had a chat show on YouTube before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I had RuPaul on.
Wow.
Belinda Carlisle.
Oh, wow.
Tatum O'Neill, Mark Shaman, Jen Kirkman.
Mm-hmm.
Hi,
babies.
Hi. Oh, my gosh.
Hi. This is Clyde, and that's Bonnie.
Yep.
Hi. The lady's awake.
Hi.
She'll be down in a second.
Hi.
Aren't they adorable?
They are adorable.
Hi. Hi,
oh my
Bonnie.
Gosh.
Hi, baby girl.
yeah, then I started, during the pandemic, you know, wasn't having people over, so I started making these, I call them story location tours, mm-hmm. where I tell stories from the locations mm-hmm. in which they happened. Usually like old Hollywood stories, mm-hmm. but I thought, you know, my favorite story in Hollywood is your mom's, Carol Burnett's. All the locations are almost within walking.
Yep.
All her schools are within a couple blocks. The one room apartment where she grew up mm-hmm. with your great grandmother, mm-hmm. Nanny. And I thought, I have to tell this story. So that's what I did during the pandemic. And then it was actually because of your mom that I thought, because I got to start interviewing again. So I invited her on. And it turned into a podcast, and here we are. So, I have some fun people coming up. Allison Martino, if mm-hmm. you know her, who does the Vintage LA Facebook.
Yep.
Your mom won't be the oldest person I've had on my show. I have two more people coming in their 90s.
Who?
Barbara Eden.
Wow.
Love Jeannie.
And George Slaughter, who produced
Laughing. I know Mr. Slaughter, yes.
And both of those people have been on this program.
They have?
Yes, they have.
I love it. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So
Stephanie was in talks with George Slaughter to do a show at one point.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Wow.
To me, the older the better. Like, that's my, those are my people.
Yeah.
Those are, that's my wheelhouse.
And Mr. Slaughter's lovely. And I've met Ms. Eden a few times. And she's just so fantastic.
Yep.
She really is.
I am so excited.
I can't wait. And your neighbor is
Bob
going to
Odenkirk,
be
Odenkirk. I have. That's what we're putting out. We're putting those vibes out in there. I say I name dropped your mom. I didn't. I hurled it. I've lived in the same neighborhood as him for 10 years, and I never bother him. But finally, I went up to him. I was like, "We have a mutual friend in common."
And then
sure
he would know.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, who?" And I say, "Carol Brent." What?
Okay.
And I proved it too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's thinking like,
whatever.
Sure. I said, your table was right in front of me at her birthday party, and you were to the right, and I was right behind you with Jody and Lonnie. So, he was so lovely.
Yeah, he spoke at Mom's cement thingy.
Yeah, I know. That's amazing. I love their friendship.
Yeah.
And their work together. Come on.
Yeah.
We need more. There has to be something else.
Well, I got to meet Vince Gilligan after the ceremony the other day, and he wrote the X-Files that my sister Carrie was on.
I knew that.
He wrote Monday, which is a fantastic X-Files. It's very different from the usual X-Files. And he was like, he said that everybody on set really liked my sister. And I thought that was very sweet. He's like, I got to meet her when they blew the bank up because they got to blow stuff up. And my sister, after they did that, she goes, I want to blow stuff up now. And I'm like, we don't have that kind of budget for our little movies, Carrie. We don't. Now you can on your iPhone. You can make things blow up.
Sure.
But this is 1999.
Yeah.
So she wanted to blow stuff up after that. But she had a blast working on it. She told me when her death scene, spoiler alert.
Right.
Duchovny was holding her in between takes. He was just telling her knock-knock jokes. And apparently he wasn't terribly kind to most guest stars,
according to
Mr. Gilligan, that he was kind of, he's a star of the show.
Right, standoffish.
A little standoffish, but he and Carrie got along like gangbusters, which was great to hear. And Mr. Gilligan was like, I loved your sister. And they actually, the writers submitted her for an Emmy. She didn't win. Julia Roberts won for guest star because Julia Roberts.
No.
It was Law and Order, SVU.
I was going to say, what was Julia Roberts on TV?
It was SVU.
She was also on Friends at one point.
She was.
Yeah.
She was.
Okay.
She got Chandler naked, if I'm remembering
right.
How about your mom's SVU with Matthew Lillard?
That was good.
I mean, speaking of should have won an Emmy.
Well, yes. But the turban was her idea.
Oh, so good. Norma Desmond.
It was.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Don't you know who I think I am? exactly. Don't you know who I used to be? So before we started on this lovely tangent about my mom,
yes.
Josh Hawley, who was who we played mm-hmm. earlier about pride flags right. and the Lord, mm-hmm. The scaredy cat that is Josh Hawley,
yep.
who he likes to run, apparently. Yes. He can suck it. It's pride.
Noted fisting expert, Josh
Yes,
Hawley.
He's a fisting aficionado,
yes.
Josh Hawley, because he does this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was running with his fist.
Yes, he was. Yeah. He can, you know, he and others, I don't understand, help me. I don't understand why they take issue with rainbows, first off. Rainbows are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Fear.
Fear.
It's all fear. Yeah. All of it. It's just fear.
Fear of the other.
Fear of the other. Fear of, it's just, it's ignorance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just ignorance.
And I think we need a new word besides homophobia, because I don't think they're afraid of gay folks.
No.
They have anger and violence towards gay folks.
Well, it's fear-based. Towards them. Not to get too deep.
Self-loathing.
It's all towards them, mm-hmm. and then they reflect on it by, you know, reaching out towards.
And they also put a lot of their own failures on the gay community. You
right.
know? They blame the gay community for things that have happened to them.
Right. So, yeah. And
they do that with a lot of groups, but the gay community is one of them.
Right. I think homophobia is a wrong word when it comes to what these people, because that means a fear of something. Like mm-hmm. Angela V. Shelton. She doesn't like spiders.
Yes.
She says that there's a cabal and they will take over. So do not be nice to them. I feel if she is correct, be nice to them so that when the cabal takes over, they will take care of us.
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, I've saved centipedes and millipedes here at this, on this desk. Whereas you and the lady are killers of them. We've had spiders come down.
Yeah, during the show.
I'm like, I'll catch it.
But I don't want to be nice to these people or take care of them later.
No.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of it. I'm exhausted.
It is exhausting.
It's exhausting.
It is. You're absolutely right. A lot of them definitely are afraid that they are gay. I think that's the homophobia, is that they are, in fact, that way.
Or even, what if they are?
Right.
You know?
It's the same thing as if you give somebody rights, it's not like your rights are being taken away.
Right, rights is not a pie.
It's not pie,
right.
Exactly. It just is what it is. Like a lot of white males, straight mm-hmm. white males, are terrified of women.
Oh, yeah.
You know, take their groups.
Right.
You know,
they're afraid that if we give more rights to women, that they will have fewer rights. And that's not the way
That's
it
not
works.
How it works. Yeah. And they, it's like, if you give me something, they've already taken women's rights away. A major right that I had when I was younger and still could make babies.
Uh-huh.
Can't do that anymore. Whale.
Congratulations.
Yes, I'm through it.
Yeah.
No more night sweats. I'm done. I'm
Congrats.
Over. I'm on the other side of that. But when I could, I had the right to not carry a pregnancy to term. People younger than I am that can get pregnant now cannot choose that in, 24 states? Something like that? And Nancy Mace, we played her earlier. She said, abortion is still legal. Nobody's stopping you if you want to go to another state, as if that's something easy to do.
Oh, yeah.
For rich people, it's easy to do.
Sure. Yeah. It always has been, like
right.
Carlos says all the time.
Exactly.
Rich people will always get abortions, whether it's legal or not in this country. They were doing it in the 60s and 50s and 40s and 30s and 20s and beyond. Prior to this, I mean, prior to Roe, women were still getting abortions that could afford it. They would leave the country to go do it or get a nice doctor to do it safely.
Yeah.
This is just what they've done with Dobbs, which the 2-year anniversary is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Is Dobbs 2 years ago.
Yeah. 2 years already?
Yeah. And women are becoming infertile. Doctors are leaving certain states because they're not sure that they can perform life-saving care. Texas is trying to, the medical board in Texas was trying to define what doctors can do in emergency situations, but it's still too vague.
Yeah.
So doctors and their lawyers, unfortunately, lawyers now are in the middle of you and your doctor to get care. In fact, can we play 16 real quick? This is Kevin Roberts of the Heritage Foundation.
That is an absurd assertion. As a person with an actual womb, I'm telling you that does not happen.
So but let me just back up. So do you all,
Dr. Roberts, does Heritage and Project 2025 believe that a woman should be able to have an abortion if her doctor says that she needs one? This is a yes or no question.
Abortion is not health care.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
I know. It is health care. And he also said, you know, oh, they want the crazy left wants to abort basically after a child is 3 days old. That's called murder.
That's murder. That's
it's
not.
It's always been against the law.
Right.
You cannot kill people without self-defense, and babies usually you don't have to worry about.
Right.
They don't come out with little knives or anything. they don't usually. The fact that he and others say that, you know, the left wants this. Any person who is pregnant at 6, 7, 8, 9 months into their pregnancy, they're not choosing to not have a child if they need to terminate the pregnancy. It's usually for their health,
right,
their life, or something is wrong with the fetus.
Yeah.
And to carry it to term, it might die in utero, and that can be, it can go necrotic and kill the mother. So it's for him to say it's not health care is a lie. And he knows it's a lie. For somebody that's pro-life, he is anti-life. These people are not pro-life because if they were, they would want families to stay together like President Biden is doing with undocumented immigrants and their spouses, allowing them to stay in the country and then do the proper thing to get their citizenship properly and pay what you need to pay and do what you need to do. But these families are now going to be able to stay together, and that's good and important. And we need to just keep vote Biden.
Yeah. There you go.
What are we having for dinner?
Biden.
Biden. What are we having for lunch? Biden. What are we having for breakfast? Biden.
Yep.
All Biden all the time. It is 20 minutes after the hour. We will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. RoundhouseProvisions.com.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
For women.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 25 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Ms. Miller. 323-410-0458 is the number, with Chris Lavoie and the lovely and talented Justin Root.
Hi,
Anita in San Antonio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jody. Good morning, Justin.
Hi.
So you go to the Carol Burnett locations. Have you been to San Antonio? That's where Carol Burnett was born, San Antonio.
It was, and I have not. I've only seen pictures of that house, which still exists,
Lonnie,
right?
Just went.
Really?
Yeah, he was there.
Oh, wow. Did he see the skate marks on the
wooden
floor?
It's a thing now. It's for children, isn't it, Anita? It's like a children's...
I know I know everybody. Is it part of the children's museum?
I believe so.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's labeled Carol Burnett's Childhood House?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Have you been?
Yes, you can go visit there.
Have you been?
No. Well, yes, I have been there. I have been there, but I haven't been there for a long time.
Okay.
Probably when I was younger. A lot of people have been, I've known about it since I was a little girl that Carol Burnett was born here.
Aww,
Everybody's taught that very early on. We don't have many claims to... We don't have very many claims.
Yeah, the Alamo and Carol Burnett.
So pretty important.
That's a pretty big claim.
Exactly, the Alamo and Carol Burnett. Exactly. So I just want to say something, Chris. Do not say Colin Allred doesn't have a chance.
Thank you.
That's just going to depress the vote, because I think he does, actually. Because first of all, he's a former football player from Baylor, mm-hmm. and then he played with the Tennessee Titans. And also, that was before Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Mm-hmm.
The last time Ted Cruz. France. And it's also before we had that freeze, and Ted Cruz flew mm-hmm. to Cancun.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Ted Cruz is not that popular here.
Right.
He's a Republican, so a lot of people vote for him because of that, but he barely beat Beto. And Beto is not a good fit for Texas. I think he could win in a place like California or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But here, he really, it was a little rough, because his whole platform was about guns.
Yeah.
Right.
And guns are pretty popular here.
Sure.
And, I do think he has a chance. And I do want to say something also about the gun permit, getting a gun permit mm-hmm. to vote.
Uh-huh.
It is true that you can use a gun permit. You can't use a student ID, which is ridiculous.
I agree.
But you can get a photo ID at the Texas Department of Public Safety for free.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
you don't have to go and get a gun permit in case you don't want to do that.
All right. All right. Good to know. Thank you.
And you don't have to pay for a driver's license if you
right,
don't drive.
Right, it's free.
And, yeah.
Okay.
No, you can get it for free. You can get it for free. The
good.
Problem is you have to get a birth certificate. You have to
get all that stuff together.
I wasn't born here.
Oh.
Yeah, I was born in Corpus. So, yeah, and my husband was born in Okinawa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, it sometimes it costs money to get a birth certificate.
Yeah.
So there really is a cost to getting your even getting a free, so-called free ID.
Yeah.
Right.
And you have to take time off work.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I
know.
Remember.
And also, speaking of...
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
No, you go.
Go ahead.
This is your show, Anita.
Well, I was just going to say, you were talking about traveling in Texas. Texas is, it is, it's true. If you can't afford it, Texas is so big,
mm-hmm.
and it takes, you know, time and money to get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was that girl in Mississippi. She was 13 years old, and she was a rape victim, and she couldn't afford to leave, and she ended up having to have the baby of a rapist.
That's just,
and I'm sure that's happening here.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
I know. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Thank you,
yeah.
Anita. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, it's what's happening to people being forced. This mm-hmm. is not pro-life. This is pro-forced birth. And then they don't care about the children once they're born.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah.
I mean, if they cared, they would care. It is 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on The Stephanie Miller Show with Justin Ruth, Chris Lavoie, and moi.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin today, the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren will stump for President Biden in Milwaukee, Eau Claire, and Hudson today. She headlines a rally in Madison tonight. The first presidential debate is Thursday night. A summer vacation doesn't have to be expensive. Elise Rushline is a travel agent in New Richmond. She recommends hotels that serve free breakfast.
So you might spend a couple dollars more in the hotel, but you're saving that money, especially if you've got kids. Like, they always want to eat breakfast.
Packing your own food will also save money. Traveling with another family and splitting costs is another idea. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. At least six tornadoes hit southern Wisconsin over the weekend. The strongest was in Rock County in the Footville-Janesville area. That was an EF2. Four EF1 tornadoes touched down in Marshall, Watertown, and Lake Geneva, and an EF0 hit Grant County. However, investigators from the National Weather Service will be in Argyle today because there was a suspected tornado there, too. And the Dane County clerk says he got an email trying to intimidate him about absentee ballots. Scott McDonald says someone sent him an email saying he would be breaking the law if he sent out the ballots with the new design for the August primary. Statewide, those absentee ballots are due to be mailed to voters this week. The State Journal reports looking at the sender address, these emails are coming from a man who was fined for filing many frivolous voter fraud complaints. McDonald wants his fellow clerks to be on the lookout because things like this are happening more and more to our local election officials. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bright blue skies and highs in the mid-80s. Winds a touch breezy out of the south as a system strikes overnight, bringing chances for strong to severe thunderstorms that could have high, damaging winds and large hail. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Maggie Dawn.
It is day 16 and week 4 of Joe Biden's Top 100. Our theme this week,
healthcare, you're not going to want to miss a single episode.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If it wasn't for the Willie Mays, the Jackie Robinson, the Reggie Jacksons, the three of us wouldn't have an opportunity to play. How emotional is it for you to come back to a play that you played with one of the greatest teams around?
Alex, when people ask me a question like that, it's like coming back here is not easy. The racism that I played here, when I played here, The difficulty of going through different places where we traveled. Fortunately, I had a manager and I had players on the team that helped me get through it. But I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
That was Reggie Jackson with A-Rod. A-Rod okay. was interviewing him. He was at the field where he used to play minor leagues.
In Alabama?
Yes, and it was over the weekend. And Reggie Jackson had it was an amazing interview. That because I huge fan of his, even though I'm a Dodgers fan, and in the 70s it was Dodgers Yankees, the rivalry was the amazing, and I actually got to see him play in the World Series in 1977. I believe he hit 3 home runs that game. An amazing player. But what he talks about is not even being taught in school, because it's, you know, it's critical race theory or whatever people want to call it. He went on to say, number two,
I would never want to do it again. I walked into restaurants and they would point at me and said, can't eat here.
Yeah.
I would go to a hotel and they say, then can't stay here. We went to Charlie Finley's country club for a welcome home dinner and they pointed me out with the N-word. He can't come in here. Finley marched the whole team out. Finally, they let me in there. He said, we're going to go to the diner and eat hamburgers. We'll go where we're wanted. Fortunately, I had a manager in Johnny McNamara that if I couldn't eat in the place, nobody would eat. We'd get food to travel.
Yeah. I mean, this is just to hear such an amazing baseball player, first off. And for him to finally talk about this, he could have talked about it years ago. I'm glad he's talking about it because it is not being taught, this stuff. I mean, we just celebrated Juneteenth, and there are states in this country that won't even tell children why we celebrate Juneteenth because they don't want to talk about slavery. And so it's just, for him to talk about this on a national television show, I think was good and important, and the entire thing is just it's moving what he had to say, and for him to say I wouldn't wish it on anybody tells you a lot.
Yeah.
And this is a major baseball star who had an amazing career.
Absolutely.
As a baseball player, one of the best hitters ever, and it's just to hear.
And he was in the original Naked Gun.
He was.
Yes.
He was hypnotized.
Yes,
he was.
He was
the mad guy.
Must kill the queen.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh, but I mean, he was the epitome of the game back in the 70s. He was the guy. If you've never seen him, go find old film of him, because he was the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, even being a Dodgers fan that I was, and Steve Garvey will not be a senator. He was a great baseball player, and that's about
it. Yeah.
And Adam Schiff is
But yeah, there was that that World Series with Garvey against Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
The Dodgers against the Yankees.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was at game 6 or 7, I forget.
Mm-hmm.
And at Dodger Stadium, I got to go with a friend of my mom's.
Yeah.
And I, being the Dodger fan that I was, and Reggie Jackson playing, and it was an amazing game. I believe the Dodgers won that. Please correct me, those of you that remember. I think the Dodgers won that game. I want to say the Dodgers won the series that year. It was 77. I'm not sure.
At me. I made a documentary on your mom. I don't know anything about baseball stats.
I don't know anything about baseball. I know that Reggie Jackson was in the Naked Gun.
You had to bring up Naked Gun for me to know who we were talking about.
That's just exactly sad. That's just sad. But yeah, I mean, he talks about, because Willie Mays is finally being honored, and God rest, he just passed away. Yes. He was a hell of a player, too. And this was, they were at the Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama. Alabama! Which was a tribute to the Negro Leagues, because now all these black players are finally getting their stats included. And now all of a sudden, all these white guys are no longer at the top of their game, because finally we are allowing those who played to get their honor that they are way past due on.
They're melding the Negro League and the MLP stats into one stat.
As it should be. As it should be. Because these guys, you know, Willie Mays and others, I mean, when A-Rod is saying without the Reggie Jacksons and the Willie Mayses and others, there would not be an A-Rod. And what was beautiful about this interview, because they didn't expect him to say that. They're like, how does it feel to be back on this field? Isn't it great? And he's like, no.
No, this was awful.
This was a terrible place, Alabama, especially in the 60s and 50s.
Good for him.
You know? Good for him for saying it, and good for them for just letting him.
And letting him talk,
Without interrupting him and letting him say what he had to say about how he was treated along with others.
Because, you know, there are a lot of angry people in Alabama hearing him talk like that.
Oh, I'm sure there were. I'm sure there were plenty of very, very angry people.
Then and now.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, let's see. Hi, Johnny in Texas. What about the Oath Keepers?
Yeah, the Oath Keepers, I was listening to you earlier, describing the assault on women's rights and sovereignty and health care rights, and it occurred to me, the Oath Keepers, I haven't heard a peep out of any of them. I'm not talking about the four who were found guilty and put in prison. I'm talking about all the other ones running around the country with badges and guns who say, according to their website, they describe themselves as a nonpartisan association.
Oh, my God.
Nonpartisan. Oh,
okay, let's set that aside for a moment. They say that they pledge to fulfill the oath all military and police take to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So I guess you can put the partisanship aside and attack the Republicans, since they're the ones who published that 800-page document describing how they're going to disavow the Constitution. Mm-hmm. By the way, I have a rhetorical question that Jody can give to these morons who say that abortion isn't health care. She can say, well, if abortion's not health care and your wife is in trouble with her pregnancy, who do you call? You call the carpenter? You call the master plumber? Or do you call a medical doctor?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You are correct, sir. Yeah, I mean, as we've been talking about with abortion in particular, it is health care, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
And it's nobody's business but the pregnant person and her doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in Texas, if you are pregnant and say your boyfriend or husband or whatever doesn't want you to terminate your pregnancy, you can be popped now. Right. I mean, they will sue you for $10,000 and chase you. And if you, I mean, the thing is, you've seen the ads where this woman and this other person are in the car and they get pulled over and they have to take a pregnancy test. That's coming if we don't Biden it.
This is why everyone should be gay. You don't have to deal with pregnancies and abortion. And like, let's just all get on the same page.
Well, I mean, some gay couples have children.
Why?
Because they want to be parents.
Okay. Have fun.
Non-breeders in the
room. Yeah, sorry.
Not a breeder amongst us.
Yeah.
I do have 17 nieces and nephews and 15 grandnieces and nephews, so there's
that. Enough for you.
I'm good.
You have to be the funnest aunt.
I'm adorable.
I know you are. You have to be.
One of my nieces lived with me for years. She's in her 40s now.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, the oldest of my nieces and nephews just turned 50.
Wow.
I have an Aunt Jody, and I love my Aunt Jody, so there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yay. We love that.
Right?
We do. So, Frank Luntz.
Uh-huh. Pollster.
He suggests democracy could come undone if Trump and Biden aren't civil during the debate. I think Biden will be civil.
You think?
Yeah.
But Donald is going to whine as soon as they turn his mic off.
Right.
And then he'll yell. I'm still if he's even going to bother showing up. I think he has to at this point to save face.
Well, he's promoting it now. So, I think he will show up for it.
Do you think he's going to stay for the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You think so?
I think he will.
He's going to make an issue of the moderators. His people have already made that clear. He's going to fight with the moderators, and that's how he's going to get his energy.
Yeah. Well, it's already rigged, according to his followers and his people in the comment sections. You know, it's already Biden's been fed the questions already, according to them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Biden's going to be jacked up on cocaine.
Yeah. I read
on goofballs.
Yeah.
So,
they're already. He's already the victim, Trump. It's the perennial.
So he's
victim.
Not going to miss that.
I'm glad that there isn't going to be an audience, because we were talking about that with Rude earlier, because he does feed off of that and his people.
Right. But he's also going to feed off his fight with Dana Bash and Jake Tapper.
Right. I mean,
he's going to fight with them.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
As soon as they turn his mic off.
Well, I mean, there was a Trump spokesperson on with Casey Hunt on CNN this morning. And
she cut her off.
Well, yeah, she cut her off because she was saying that Jake Tapper and Dana Bash are not going to be fair.
Yeah.
So,
because they'll ask questions,
right? So they're already setting this up for Trump to get in a fight with the moderators.
Well, hopefully, Dana Bash and Jake Tapper will not take the bait.
I don't think they will take the bait, but I think Trump will still win this.
I don't know.
He's going to win it with his followers.
Well, yeah,
he could stand on stage and not say a word, and he's going to win it according to his followers.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter what he says, what he does. He's won to them already.
Yeah. I mean, he's, like we've been saying for a while now, it's a cult.
100%.
It absolutely is. 100%.
It really is, and it's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, like I was saying earlier, a friend of mine used to be a MAGA. And now he is not.
How did that happen? Find out.
I don't know.
Find out.
I need to ask him. I know. We need to figure out the formula for this, because he, for a couple of years, when I would text him like on his birthday and stuff, and we always had these inside jokes between us.
Yeah.
Didn't hear from him. And then about 2 months ago, his birthday's in August, but about 2 months ago, I was looking at old pictures in my house, and he's in some of them. I'm like, hey, here's you know, blah, blah, blah. And he texted me back. For the first time in like 3 years, 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I emailed his old bandmates going, I think he's out of the fever. You know, because they were like, no, he's a MAGA now. And it was like, dude, that guy, of all people, you know, rock and roll musician, really, dude?
Yeah.
But I think the fever has broken. So I don't know what broke. It could have been convictions. It could have been just being charged with the crimes. It could have been the E.G. Carroll case. There's a lot of things that could have... that finally got through the cloud and through this. I mean, I still have people that I know that are going to vote for Donald. Mm-hmm. And I just, after COVID alone, why? Just after COVID.
Yeah.
Good for you to have the patience to still be friends with these people. That's a big thing for you.
It's hard.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I don't blame you. They're in their bubble.
Yeah, they are.
And they don't get the truth. That's the problem, is that they refuse to. I mean, the guy we played last week who had he was wearing this T-shirt of Donald Trump peeing on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And he was interviewed by Jason Selvig of The Good Liars. And Jason Selvig goes, well, what's wrong with CNN? He goes, well, it's fake news. He goes, what in particular has CNN reported that is fake? And he goes, well, I don't watch it. He's like, well, then how can you say that?
Yeah. He couldn't name a single thing.
Not one thing.
CNN has said that's fake.
He couldn't.
Yeah.
And CNN and MSNBC and most decent news media, if they make a claim and it's proven to be wrong, they will correct themselves, like the Stephanie Miller show does. They will correct themselves because they need to correct the record, whereas Fox News, being sued for $800 million, does not correct themselves because that's... Like, Chris used to work in right-wing radio, so he knows... What pushes these people's buttons?
They respond well to trolling. Our highest rated hours were when we were trolling the libs. That is what they respond to. They don't respond to policy or anything like that. They just respond to fighting against their enemies.
Well, that's how he started. That was his platform. He was a host of a reality show with zero political experience.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Could you imagine, like, having children and you say, I love my children, and then you're looking up babysitters, and you see a list of babysitters that have never had experience babysitting, but, oh, look at this babysitter. He hates other babysitters.
Yeah.
Let's get him.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
It makes zero sense.
Yeah.
And you can't, I don't know if you can argue with it, if you can change it, if you can educate it. I don't know what the solution is.
I don't either. I mean, it's the conservative, well, the hard right, they're like, we want to drown government in the bathtub, right? Well, I wouldn't hire an electrician that didn't believe in electricity. Right?
Yeah.
So why would I hire somebody to be in government that thinks government shouldn't exist? Makes no sense to me. Why do you want this job if you don't believe in what this job entails? And the Republicans at the moment don't have any policy platform. They haven't had a platform since 2016, and they barely had one then. They don't have a platform at this point.
I mean, look where we are with Roe versus Wade and all this. They hate women. If he hadn't been running against Hillary, you know, but they hated her. They hated her. I don't know that they loved him as much as they hated her.
Yeah. And no, I at the time I was doing my show, and one of my podcast partners goes, I just don't like Hillary Clinton. And I'm like, why? Give me a reason. Why don't you like her? Well, I just don't like her.
I know liberal men who said that and like, didn't have the reason to back it up.
Why? Exactly. What? How is her voting record?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he liked Bernie Sanders. I voted for him in the primary. I voted for Hillary in the general. And I said, well, she and Bernie basically vote the same. So what's the problem with her?
Yeah.
If you like Bernie's voting record, you will like her voting record as well. So I don't understand. It was many years of people getting on her since she was first lady. Mm-hmm. That's when it started. Because God forbid a first lady try to do anything.
Right.
Other than decorate.
Yeah. Or make cookies.
You know, it's not fair. And had she been our president, COVID wouldn't have made it to these shores. I guarantee. I believe that to my bones. Mm-hmm. Because she wouldn't have pulled out our scientists from Wuhan. And she wouldn't have pulled our scientists out of Geneva.
Yeah. No, she wore pants and got stuff done. That scares people.
It does. It does. And the misogyny. I mean, that's the whole thing with Biden. Everybody, oh, are they going to replace him? They never say, are they going to replace him with Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
She would be the ultimate person to replace him because she is his vice president.
Yeah.
But no, we're not going to talk about her. We're going to talk about Gavin Newsom or others. And it's ridiculous. And I'm mad. I am so mad. And it is 50 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Get lots of sleep. Tomorrow, we will all be risking our lives for freedom.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Well, let's face it, life can be stressful, right? Especially in these news cycles. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm. I love this stuff. The breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin. That's your happy hormone. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. For a limited time, you can save 20% on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode with Just Thrive, dropping soon. Take control today.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on.
But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Tokyo. It is 55 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm with Chris Lavoie and Justin Root.
Yes.
Hi.
Where can we find your show?
Yes.
You can find it wherever you podcast, and the Justin Root Show on Instagram, the Justin Root Show on YouTube. Named it after myself.
Well, that was smart. Yeah.
That was smart.
Yeah.
That was marketing.
The Stephanie Miller Show was taken.
So, so he couldn't take that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Because he looks really good in a long brown wig.
Yeah.
He really, really does. He's quite that guy. Larry in Minnesota, hi. You're on with Justin.
Hi, Larry.
Good morning, beautiful people. Say a really quick thought. If felons cannot get security clearance, mm-hmm. and Donald now has 34 felonies, mm-hmm. if they nominate him as the Republican choice, how will he be able to take the presidential daily briefings, though he wouldn't be president yet? I'll hang up. Let it rip, kid.
All right.
Well, unfortunately, once you become president, you're allowed all that. It's irrelevant. Everybody else has to go through background checks. But the president of the United States, as soon as that person becomes president, they are allowed all of that information,
yeah.
no matter whether they're a felon or not, unfortunately.
Wow.
Right now, he's not getting the briefings from President Biden. Stopped that, 2 months into his term, I think, Biden stopped giving him that information. And it's always a courtesy, mm-hmm. like Hillary Clinton probably still gets it. I know President Clinton probably still gets it.
Sure.
You know, because it's a courtesy, and you might want to take advice from these people,
exactly.
and they need to have that information to give you proper advice,
right.
because they've been in this position before. So that's the reason that most ex-presidents still get the security briefings, but it's a courtesy, mm-hmm. and that's why when Biden came in, it was 2 or 3 months after he came in, he went, no more.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to at all,
right.
unless...
It's not a requirement.
It's not a requirement. We're having Biden for dinner, mm-hmm. breakfast, lunch, snacks, everything. Were Donald to win again, then probably Inauguration Day would be the only time. I don't think Biden would let him before that either. Because we know that he sold secrets without knowing. Allegedly, as Chris Lavoie would like me to say.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
sure.
allegedly. So, I mean, it's that is a good question. And, yes, he... Should he become president again, he will be allowed to have that. There is no getting around it. Because
right.
as the president, you should have that information for obvious reasons. I don't want him to. Biden. Everybody, Biden.
Dessert, Biden. Yep.
Biden, everything.
Everything. Everything.
Snacks,
uh-huh.
In between meals, Biden. Like Francis and Angela have told us, Biden, Biden, Biden.
No Cheez-Its, Biden.
Exactly, yeah. No Cheez-Its, Biden. It is 58 minutes after the hour. Stephanie will be back tomorrow. Thank you so much,
hey,
Justin.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
and we will
you.
See you guys tomorrow.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more and more UW-Madison students are interested in learning about public policy and sinkholes. Why? We'll find out. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.